Dr. Ruth, how did you know that you wanted to do this work, that you wanted to make a career talking to people about sex in ways that hopefully would make them not feel embarrassed about it?
So I did not know that. I needed a job. All you radio people know what that means. I had finished studying my master's. I needed a job. I was in public health. I needed a job, and I got a position in research for Planned Parenthood of New York City. And I thought, something is wrong with these people. They talk only about sex, not about the weather, not about literature, not about anything else, history. And then I think 48 hours later, I said, oops, very interesting subject matter. And look what happened then. I was very fortunate, very well trained by Dr. Helen Singer Kaplan at Cornell Medical School. And see that? I'm still talking about sex.
So could you tell me just maybe a story about your early days, the first time that you started to have this frank discussion about sex, because you were talking about it in a way that people weren't talking about it. So did you have role models? How did you figure out how to talk about it?
Very good question. First of all, I was very fortunate to have a role model with Dr. Helen Singer Kaplan. She's not alive anymore. A psychiatrist and a medical doctor and a psychiatrist. And she was a wonderful trainer. So in the beginning, it was difficult for me to talk about erection and orgasm. I stood in front of a mirror and I told, let those words roll out, and smiled. So that's what I tell other sex educators to do. But I also, since I was already 50 when I started, and that was all before AIDS was known, I also knew that there is a responsibility to talk about contraception, because I came from that background, from Planned Parenthood. And look at this, I'm a grandmother, and I still talk about sex.